Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. This coming Thursday, the first Thursday in May, has been officially designated by Congress as the National Day of Prayer. It's a day when all Americans are asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation. In fact, the President is required by law to sign a proclamation each year, encouraging all Americans to pray on this day. In this way, the National Day of Prayer shares common roots with our celebration of Thanksgiving, because both were national proclamations establishing a day of prayer. Historians tell us that in New England, under British rule, traditional observances in late fall called for prayer and thanksgiving, while observances in the spring or summer called for prayer and fasting. The fall observance was established by President Abraham Lincoln as the official Thanksgiving holiday in 1863. The spring observance was established by President Harry Truman in 1952 as the National Day of Prayer. This day is being marked by events all across the country, although I don't believe there are any official events here in Avery County. Corresponding with his young disciple Timothy, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of our God, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth." Though there is no official gathering here this year, I encourage you to take a few moments to join your prayer with the prayer of thousands, if not millions, of Americans. No doubt some of the prayers on Thursday will get politicized. It seems that happens so quickly these days. But I encourage you to pray not as a Republican or a Democrat, a conservative or liberal. Simply pray as a person of faith for your fellow Americans. Pray for our leaders. Pray that God will help us lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. Pray that God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven.